Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of our live show, Radio Law Talk. Again, it is live. It's so funny people talk to me. Fred, boy, you got a podcast, huh? No, we're live. We have a live show that's on national radio stations throughout the United States. We're getting close to 100. Go out and tell everybody about our show. I know we're trying to do some, we're kind of pushing ourselves. Sometimes, you know, you have to pat yourself on the back, but man, we're trying to hit that 100 mark. We've got our affiliates relations, manager saying we've got about 20 that are close to putting our show on their radio stations. But
what are they waiting for?
I don't know what the problem is. Why don't who wouldn't want Radio Law Talk? You know what? I have heard people say, Radio Law Talk, is that kind of boring? And then once they put it on, they're like, oh, my gosh, that's the best show. I mean, it is the best show in the world. So remember, we are talking about general topics of law, not giving legal advice. Look, go to our website and you can see all the disclaimers. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. A lot of people, though, hear this on a podcast or hear it
delayed and broadcast by delay.
Delayed and broadcast later, right? And so you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. This hour, we're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about Weinstein, hospital employees suing over COVID-19 vaccinations. That's an interesting one. School admissions at Harvard, there's going to be some issues there about discrimination, whether or not that's going to go before the Supreme Court or not. We got Johnny Depp. Denise is going to talk about that. And then New York lawsuit about a fired reporter. We're going to talk about that. All that stuff we're going to try to cram in 1 hour. And then we also do, at the very end, what's called a quick take. We know that in 3 hours you're enjoying and loving this, right? But you're probably only going to remember 7 minutes worth. But statistically, we want you to remember something. So we're going to do a quick take, and you'll hopefully just remember that little tidbit. What's that?
Yes, you'll enjoy the whole thing, but you'll only remember 7 minutes of it.
I'll be lucky for 7 minutes.
You know, you can't say those things. It just serves it up like a softball for me, and I can't really comment on it. So I'm just going to let it go.
Thank you. Easy. Who knows what it is.
So he's
got cats, so that's the problem. I'm not quite sure. Maybe there's something the cats are carrying around that you've got. So, look, we're having a good time here. We really enjoy ourselves, the four of us. This is going on our fifth year of Radio Law Talk. And no, we are not a podcast. We are. You can go listen to the podcast, but we are a live show. And we are better than those podcasters. Ooh, did I say that?
Well, yeah. Live radio is much more difficult. We can't stop the podcast.
Exactly right.
Hard drive and go back and edit out our boo-boos and foo-foos. We just run right through them.
That's exactly right. Well, he can hit the dump button when Todd's starting to talk about something. But but the most important thing people are here for is one thing.
Todd's
one thing.
What did I do?
I'm just sitting here.
I know, looking, reading something. Who knows? But Cal, we're here for one reason, right? All the listeners are here for one reason. What is it for, Cal?
Well, they want to know this. Time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
A West Virginia homeschool high school graduate went into a roadblock. You heard me, graduate. Ran into a roadblock when her college of choice, West Virginia University of Parkersburg, apparently a difficult school to get into, demanded she provide them with proof that her homeschool administrator was recognized by the local school district. University went on to say that such documentation is routine and given to students all the time, and that she better have it or she's not going to get into college. So her family found that despite having already completed all the requirements of graduation, done everything they needed to legally finally get her out of the house, they were being asked for documentation that was required by law. So they called the university. Can't help you. Called the district. Nope, don't have that, they said. Then they called their family attorney, and they asked Denise Dirks, case or no case?
I'm going to interrupt, Cal. I don't get it. So this is, what did they ask for? I don't
homeschool, and they want a specific piece of paper that says this course is approved by your high school district.
Got it. So they're homeschool kids.
Right.
All right, I get it now.
So now, Denise, what do you think about that?
I think it's an issue of comity, and that means in the comity clause of the United States, what it says is that citizens of each state and of the nation have to be treated the same, in essence. And I do think that this is a case, and it actually became a class action case, and it has to do with not receiving like a school district public school approved diploma, and that it's still going on.
The family was told that it was a means of keeping homeschool students out of college.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Mr. Penny, what say you? Is this a case or no case?
Is it me, Todd, or was the comedy clause quote by Denise Dirks just way over our head and shows that she's intelligent and we're not? I went comedy club. Let's see. Did they have the comedy club? Did she say comedy club or comedy club?
I think she meant C-O-M-I-T.
Two homeschooled students walk into a bar.
Yeah, I was like, comedy club. So while she's doing that, I looked it up. What the heck is the comedy clause? And I'm reading this from...
It's essentially why if you get a driver's license in California, you can still drive legally in any other state,
right?
Because every state recognizes the authority of California to issue a driver's license.
Not in West Virginia,
yes.
Even if your driver's education was homeschool.
That's right.
Okay.
So that sounds like you're intelligent, too, and so is Cal, but I'm not the intelligent one.
Oh, you got it.
The comedy clause refers to Article 4, Section 2, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution. This is Cornell Law. Which ensures that, quote, citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities citizens in these several states. That is a great thing. And
good comeback, Denise.
I do remember. Yeah, that's so smart. Yeah. She's smart. Whatever Denise said, I'm good with that. Next.
So,
with Denise, whatever she said.
You're going with Denise. Okay.
I don't know whatever she said. I don't even remember what she said, but it sounds good to me. I know I can do well if I go with Denise. Denise knows that's bad. That's a jinx on her. That means it's an automatic loss. So go ahead. I'm with Denise, whatever she said.
Okay, for those of you who say...
Oh, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, I did not. Todd.
That's right.
So, okay, so
okay.
Okay,
we don't need to hear from Todd.
Boy, if I had a dime for every time I heard that one. Okay, so I'm going to say that this is a case, and I think that normally... The institution requesting for accreditation, I think that normally they would have won if they could show that they asked that of all of the folks, but it's not something that they routinely asked for. These folks felt like they were being singled out because of this, and so because they didn't follow the uniform orders, I think the student wins on this. So the lawsuit is filed, and I think that the students win. I don't think it's pending. I think it's been adjudicated, and the homeschool wins.
Well, interestingly enough, the university said they actually had better luck with homeschool students than they did with those that came in from the public schools. And so here is the answer. Who said this was a case? Let's see. Who said it was a case?
No, you said it was a case.
Okay, so Todd and Denise said it was a case, and you agreed. Guess what? I get 2 points. Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Okay. Oh, it's not a case.
Sensing something was amiss, the lawyer quickly contacted the director of admissions and explained the whole school homeschool law to them. While West Virginia families need to provide evidence of high school completion upon submitting their initial paperwork to homeschool, the school district is not required, nor do they have the authority to approve or deny a homeschool program. And the state law says you can't do that. It says no state agency or institution of higher learning in this state may reject or otherwise treat a person differently solely on the grounds of that type of diploma. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That, my friends,
and they said okay, right? They said, okay, sir, you're right.
The student is your case. Or no case.
And you know what? And you learn about what a comedy clause is, how it differs than the comedy club, right?
That's a whole quarter of law school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest with Harvey Weinstein. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Todd has a kitty. That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Oh, we have a great time here with Radio Law Talk. I just can't wait to talk more about Weinstein. What else do we have going on? It's interesting that Harvey Weinstein was convicted in New York, and what they're trying to do, they've got another trial or case against him in Los Angeles, and for quite some time, apparently he's in a part of the jail in New York that's that's, and it's the prison. It's not a jail. It's a prison that's pretty nice area. That's where the people have hospital, have issues, and it's they're trying to extradite him to Los Angeles to face more charges in a trial. And so because of the pandemic, and apparently he got COVID-19, he's got some eye problems, and they're arguing not just eye problem, he's got, I think I listed the whole thing here. I'm going to go through all the, he has diabetes, extensive coronary artery disease, anemia, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic lower back pain, sciatica, chronic leg pain, arthritis. Boy, he sounds pretty sexy, don't you think? what does that sound? That's exactly what was that? That was on Saturday Night Live. The Gilda Radner. That's the famous. Well, she's a newscaster. Go look it up on YouTube. When Gilda Radner talks about some guy that wrote into her and she's reading his little note, and I got gas. I got all these problems. She's like, sound pretty sexy there. Anyway, he's trying to not be extradited. And the judge, and the reason we don't need to get in, it's pretty simple. It basically said, the court said, look, you've got medical problems, medical issues. I bet you Los Angeles County prisons have medical staff. And it's not like you're going out in the middle of nowhere in some desert island, but you can be sent and extradited over to Los Angeles to be put up on trial for 11 sexual assault counts involving 5 different women.
And I'm sure they're all top-notch doctors, too. I mean, I'm pretty sure they work in the prison. They got to be, like, right there.
Believe it or not, the prisoners have pretty good health insurance, probably better than most people out in our community, Todd.
When a legal proceeding in a criminal case is pending, say, the outcome of a psychological or medical condition. You know, we covered the Lori Vallow case a couple weeks ago, and she has been deemed mentally unfit to stand trial in Idaho for the, you know, allegations of murder by her 2 children. And so all the criminal proceedings are suspended while she receives psychological care to return her to competency. So that's a psychological issue. Anytime you have here proceedings in California being delayed because of a medical issue, one of the concerns of the court is, do we have a defendant who is what they call malingering? Which is, are they exacerbating the problem, dragging their feet, doing whatever, you know? And one of the things with Weinstein, an example in this case here, is he's talking about his eye health. He's got problems with his eyes. So they get an ophthalmologist. They get it ready for the ophthalmologist to come in and check him out. And then he says, I'm not psychologically ready to have my eye test yet. Really? You need Xanax to go, you know, say this one or this one, this one or this one. And they actually went through several different ophthalmologists to come in to find one that Weinstein liked, you know, as opposed to just take this one. He's an eye doctor. It's either that or we're going to give you LASIK surgery with a grinder. All right.
Just to listen to a guy say better or worse, better or
yes.
worse. Yeah, right.
And so I think that the court might be looking at this here going, all right. We've had a lot of things. Obviously, the coronavirus, the pandemic, complicated things. But at some point in time, you know, the tail's got to stop wagging the dog here. And you're malingering. So, yeah, go out to L.A. You can take care of all this stuff in L.A. Stop burdening the taxpayers of New York for your care. Head out to L.A. See you later.
Hey, I have a question, Todd, about that. So they extradite him to Los Angeles. Does he go on a normal plane, or what do they do when they actually, you might not know the answer. Does anybody, is there a special private jet they go on?
The feds have a bus that goes from federal prison to federal prison and spends all of the time on the road like a lonely Greyhound bus.
Not from New York to L.A.
There's an option.
It's complicated because he's in custody, but right. If a jurisdiction wants to have somebody transported, so L.A. wants him flown or taken from New York to L.A., it's common for L.A. to send officials to New York to accompany him to L.A.
I thought it was marshals.
It really depends on whether or not it's a federal case or
deputies,
if it's a state case.
It can be marshals.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So I think he's facing state charges. It's L.A., and so I think somebody from L.A. or folks from L.A. would have to go out, and they would probably take care of securing the transportation, whether it's via private flight, soapbox derby car. I don't know.
Which, by the way, private flight is not unusual, but there really is a federal bus that takes prisoners from prison to prison and hauls them all around the place. It's pretty interesting, I thought, when I read it.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm trying to look up the research here, trying to figure out, you know, how do they, I know they take them around by buses, but that far, all the way across the country, do they take them on Southwest and say, okay, sit up there with them. Hey, it's Harvey.
That's punishment enough, isn't it?
No. Oh.
I'm kidding. They had their computers go out last week. I'm just kidding.
No, that's, so I don't know. So if anyone knows that answer, 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-5-2-9.
Southwest, want to get away? You're being charged with all these crimes. Want to get away?
Can I please?
855-529-7234. I'm thinking, you know, he's sitting there in a prison in New York. Hey, it's a nice flight. I'd like a window seat, please. You can look out and check out the flight. You know, hey,
can I get some peanuts? Yeah. He's on the flight, and the flight attendant comes over and looks. You know, I'd get you a good role in a movie. Oh, you know, now he's hit again with another one, committing a crime while serving time on another one.
You know, I produced that movie, and I could put you in pictures.
You know what's interesting is I wonder. Boy, I'm always thinking about businesses. Think about that if you have your own charter company or bus company that handles some of these federal inmates being you know, run around. And it's like, okay, you're going to go from California, from New York to California. Oh, what, my new Cesta citation? Nope, you got yourself a 1938...
One without a bathroom.
Yeah, here's your goggles. You sit in the back. Biplane. We'll get there in about 5 days.
What time do we land? Oh, we don't land. You jump.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little bit about hospital employees suing over vaccinations.
Wow, that's interesting. Does your work require you to get a vaccination? Well, some people's work is, and they don't like it. So we'll talk about that as we continue right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats and Republicans are still trying to negotiate a deal on infrastructure. The newest proposal is $1 trillion. Democrats want to increase taxes on wealthier individuals. Republicans want to use unspent COVID relief funds. President Biden said he'd like to see bipartisan action on infrastructure, but next week, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer will start exploring reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to only need more than 50% to pass the bill. The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is this real life? Not literally.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Well, there was an interesting lawsuit and, boy, allegations back and forth. A federal judge didn't like at least statements by the attorneys of some employees from a hospital that did not want to get vaccinated and believe that, apparently that the vaccination was not good for them, and they decided they didn't want to get vaccinated. And what happened was, basically, at first, the hospital gave them time for everybody to get vaccinated, and then eventually said, no, you've got till a such and such date to be vaccinated on June 21st, is what they said. If you weren't vaccinated by June 21st, all unvaccinated workers would be terminated. So, and there wasn't like one or two. There's a lot of employees of this hospital. There's nearly 200 employees, people that were suspended without pay last week that argued over that they should not have to be vaccinated.
Terminated. That
terminated.
Seems
terminated.
Wow.
So
no wonder they filed a suit. Huh?
Yeah, and they filed a suit. But I just so you know, I put a big note. Round one. So,
yeah, right.
But what's interesting is the kind of fight, and what was said, at least in the court documents, generally speaking, that the plaintiffs, lawyers, and I don't know how they put, but they're basically comparing, you know, getting a vaccine shot with what, the requirements, of Nazi, Germany and the medical experiments during the Holocaust. And I guess the judge got a little bit upset about what, comparing it to that, but, the court basically said, look, go get another, you can go get another job if you want. You're not being required to have the vaccine, but if you work here required, therefore I'm going to throw the case out because, look, you can still go get another job.
employers can't do have the right to say you have to be vaccinated or not. I do think that's going to be the trend that's going to come out of the courts. But I also see the point. It's the same as the polio vaccinations from way back when, where they could require it because they had the states have a very strong interest in stopping polio. And I feel like it's going to be like that.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that. Let me tell you why I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to disagree with that because the polio vaccination, and again, this is just an argument, okay? Polio vaccination, you get polio, you're like, and I don't know the percentage, the percentage is so high that you're going to get polio and be disabled. Compared to the percentage of if you get COVID-19 is, look, round numbers, a 1% chance of dying. There's a huge difference there between the vaccination now and the what would happen to you compared to the polio vaccination. So that's an argument I've heard both ways, and I just want to argue the other side of that, Denise. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just saying that's the other argument.
Yes, and a lot of people look at the vaccinations and whether or not the states can require them and say, well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what the courts rule on this because they think that this hasn't gone before the courts, and it has. What you're talking about here, that's the polio vaccination that was required back in the early 1900s, and the case went before the Supreme Court because this guy got a misdemeanor because he didn't get the vaccine. And the court said just that. Said, look, states have a vested interest in looking after the health and welfare of their folks. And if you acquire or contract the virus that leads to polio, if you get that virus, there's a greater than 90% chance that you will develop the disease and suffer the disabilities, which is vastly different than those who, if you get the COVID or coronavirus, whether or not you will suffer the same disabilities. It was relatively low, the rates of infection that they have. But, you know, I'm looking at this here, and the thing I think that's telling about this particular case is it goes to how attorneys word their complaints.
Exactly.
Because they could, the hospital workers could have very easily have included in their complaint a paragraph, because they're all set off by numbered paragraphs usually in the complaint, and they could have said the requirement by the employer to get the vaccination was mandatory. Employees did not have a choice. They either get the vaccine or they lose their jobs. And you leave it there. That's the allegation. Without our choice, it was bad. When they pile on and then say something akin to, and it was like Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, you don't need that allegation, that reference to allege your factual allegation. And all you're really doing is running a severe risk of ticking off the judge, who might just very well, I wouldn't be surprised if a judge looked at that and said, you know, you may or may not have had a case, but you included that. Start over.
Yeah. In my circle of friends, when you bring up Nazi Germany as an argument, you've lost. You're done.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. But also there's a big distinction in the polio case and in current COVID cases, and that's because there is not a government actor. In these cases that are coming before the courts, it is private employers.
Right.
And I do think that this is going to make a big difference, and that private employers can, if it's reasonable, to request something to protect their customers or to protect the other employees, they can make those kind of demands.
Well, I'm going to disagree with the word protect, but go ahead. I'm not going to say which way, but that some people say, no, it's not protecting them. But here's what I'm saying, Denise. Here's the question you brought up that I want to know. Okay, so do you think, and I'm going to tell you what I think first, okay, whether or not if an employer, a private employer, is requiring someone to get vaccinated to work at their firm or their office, if that's going to be a problem with the employer. I think you're right, Denise. I think they're going to be able to do that because they can always go get another job. Here's the issue, Denise, that I'm wondering about. Is the government going to require private employers to make their employees get vaccinated? That's the question. What if there's an employer that says, I'm not going to require that? You know, I would like to encourage it, but I'm not going to require that of my employees. Will the government come in and force that business to make their clients get vaccinated. Cal, I'm going to let
really quick correction. We keep talking about the polio vaccination.
Right.
It was the smallpox vaccination.
Gotcha.
Smallpox from 1902.
Smallpox, right,
And if you got the smallpox, you were going to get smallpox if you acquired the virus.
So ready. Okay, so I'm going to go and continue
on
this, Cal.
Here's the question.
Cal, I got to continue on.
Okay.
I'd like to answer that.
I want you to answer, and then I want to stay on that topic.
I think that government cannot make that requirement of private employers. And I think that that may happen in California. Honestly, it could happen in California. And I think that it would go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it will not be constitutional. It'll not be the appropriate, it'll be excessive use of government intervention.
I think you're right, Denise. I think you're right. Now, here's another question I'm going to throw out to you, Denise and Todd, really quick. Very important. So now the Cleveland Clinic, and I heard this from a reporter, the Cleveland Clinic, which is a famous clinic out of Cleveland, Ohio, came out with some research saying that those that have been not vaccinated but that have had the coronavirus, their antibodies are better. I'm paraphrasing, so everybody go read it. Are better and stronger than those who were vaccinated. So now here's the question. What if there's an individual, I think this is the better argument, is what if there's an individual that has had the coronavirus and you can test their antibodies, you can get the blood drawn, and they've got those antibodies, can you then go to the employer and say, wait a minute, I've had the coronavirus and I have not been vaccinated, and yet my antibodies are there for the just like to the vaccination, but according to the Cleveland Clinic, even stronger. Now what happens to these cases and these employers that are requiring them to get the vaccination?
I have that situation
Good
right
question.
Now.
Good
I
question.
Have that situation right now,
yeah.
And I'm leaving it up to the employee because her medical doctor is telling her that she is going to have immunity for at least 1 year.
That's awesome.
And, we know already that if you're vaccinated, you're going to have a booster at
right.
some point.
But there's one aspect we have not discussed, and that is from the hospital's perspective. And I fall on the side of individual liberty, but from the hospital's perspective, they say, we want everybody to get the vaccine in order to be healthy. How does it look outside as a media relations and public relations perspective on our hospital if our own people won't even get the vaccination? So
right.
I can see, I know it's a narrow perspective, I understand that, but I can see where from that perspective
I think American with Disabilities Act is going to come into play at some point,
I think you're right, too.
Because of people that couldn't get the vaccination because they have underlying medical issues.
It just puts the employer between a rock and a hard place. If you force folks to get vaccinated, then you're going to deal with complaints from the employees and lawsuits. If you don't, then you're going to have complaints ultimately from people that said, you let a person that could have been infected treat me and you're a hospital. It's a no-win situation for the hospital.
Exactly right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Johnny Depp and a New York lawsuit about a fired reporter. We got a lot coming up. Last segment. Hang on.
Yep. This is Radio Law Talk. We thank you for listening. We hope you'll stay tuned because there's a little bit more coming up and you won't want to miss a second of it. Hold on. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To help.
I think bread's the best. Pound, not so much.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Can we do a few more kitty bumps, Cal? That's my favorite part of Radio Law Talk.
Are you serious?
I am very serious.
I think it makes me feel good. I think we need to be doing a little disclaimer on the kitty bumps, especially the first one you played. I think Fred is great, Todd not so much. And then have a little, this was a paid endorsement.
Well, it says Cal not so much, but that's okay.
Cal not so much. This is a paid endorsement.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You know, paid in McDonald's and ice cream and chicken nuggets
and toys.
Yes.
Toys. Yes. What else do they say? What's some good ones?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
I like that one.
I'm mean at this time. I want my toy. It's time pay me now.
Say that one again.
I want my toy. It's time pay me now.
So now these kids, as they came in, we had to pay them because we had child labor laws, and they wanted payment in food and toys, and they got food and toys to do these things. I want my
and full
now.
Medical benefits, as it turns out.
That's exactly right.
Good for them.
I think if they've got a what are the awards, Cal, for radio? What are they called?
Well, they have the Marconis.
I think we need to get the Marconi Award for the best kitty bumps.
I agree.
And I think we got to look at the categories for Marconi Awards. I'm writing this down right now. And I'm going to say, I'm going to put in for us to have the best Kitty Bumps Marconi Awards and see if we win.
I like it.
Okay. All right. That's what we're going to do.
But we'll make a new category because nobody else has Kitty Bumps but us.
Well, I think, or just at least some, I don't know, but we'll figure that out. Todd, what do you want to talk about New York, this lawsuit against this reporter, or the reporter bringing the lawsuit?
Going into the break, we're talking about difficulties that an employer faces if they're forcing their staff to get vaccinated and what have you. And it's tough to be an employer.
Yep.
It is tough. Employers are like, give me the good old days when I could be running a hot dog press and, somebody falls over. We just kick them in, they become part of the Franks. And, now we've got all these regulations and stuff.
That was really off the rails, frankly.
Yes.
hot dogs and people falling into that.
Read the book The Jungle, which actually spurred on the National Labor Relations Act.
That's one lousy guy falling into a hot dog grinder, and you would think.
Who among us?
Did that actually happen?
Yes. And that was back around the turn of the century.
Wow.
And that ultimately spurred on the National Labor Relations Act of 1937, which gave employees the ability to collectively bargain, which has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about here. I just thought it was interesting.
Oh.
So the New York, what is the name of this former WNYC reporter? He was fired.
Big news station, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Yeah. He was fired, and he was fired on an allegation of perjury. Dun, dun, dun. And what the employer said happened was that he lifted copy from the AP Newswire, signed his name to it, let the report go out. And, if that had all happened, that's wrong. But he's saying, hold on. Now the rest of the story. I did a story, and I took two lines from the AP Newswire, gave appropriate accreditation, put it into the story. It hadn't even gone out yet. It was a draft copy, and you're firing me based on that? And
it was a draft copy. Did
so
it go out?
It
was a draft, and he gave attribution in the second version of the draft. Yeah, correct.
And so... So he gets fired. Now, to add insult to injury, so one, he's got the wrongful termination claim that he's got, but the editor that fired him, his boss, then called a meeting with all of the other employees and said, we have let Fred Mogul go because he did, and then she said everything else again. He plagiarized, he did this. Now it's a defamation case.
Yeah, because he has no way of getting another job in that industry, by the way.
Absolutely.
It's going to be tough.
And then after he was fired, I think it was either 50 or 70 employees who were at the meeting where his boss was saying, oh, he plagiarized everything. They went and signed a petition to the editor's boss saying, this guy should not have been terminated. This didn't happen the way that she said it is. This was all false.
Whoopsie.
And so Fred Mogul, the fired reporter, has filed a wrongful termination and discrimination lawsuit against WNYC, saying, all of this stuff happened, it didn't go down this way, and that case is making its way through the courts. It's the second lawsuit that he has filed. I think one was for the wrongful termination. The second lawsuit was to add the defamation. Once he was aware that this petition had been filed, going to be no shortage of witnesses on his behalf when you've got a petition signed by 70 employees. So we'll follow that one to see what happens. Obviously, the news station says, we're going to vigorously.
But you can't call a guy out in a staff meeting in a personnel matter, can you?
Well, and not just that, though, but their allegations were... were basically wrong, and it's right in front of all the employees, and maybe the boss should have said, okay, wait a minute, I was incorrect, sorry guys, no, that did not happen, or at least say the allegations are, doesn't mean it's true, just allegedly. But
yeah, we're alleging that Fred did XYZ.
We don't know, we're investigating it this time.
I guess it falls down in this continuum of can we and should we.
Right.
So I remember when I practiced labor and employment law, the partner that I worked for said, look, if you ever get a client that calls in, wants to know what they can say when they get a question from somebody going to a new job, and they want to know, well, how was this person as an employee? This is what you limit it to. You can confirm dates of employment and maybe last pay if they have a signed waiver. Don't get into anything else. It is
no
a can
comment.
Of worms.
Right.
There is one thing you can answer, and that is if they say, would you hire that person again? You can answer that honestly.
That's a very simple thing. Again, this is on the continuum of the lines of can we and should we. Can you say that? Probably. Should you say that? Look, if I'm an employer, it's dates of employment. Now, if I got a waiver, last pay, but even then I'd think differently. And to have somebody come in and tell the whole staff why somebody was terminated, I think that blows through the should we analysis.
There's another way is, would you do, no comment. Would you, what about this? No comment. but you could say no comment, right?
But as someone who's had to hire a lot of people, I was doing TV news. I mean, I hired a lot of people, and I did reference checks on every one of them. And there were very few people that would not volunteer information.
Yeah.
You know, they would say, well, I wouldn't know. They're a good writer. They're, you know, they have lousy camera presence. They don't show up on time, whatever it would be. And I never told anybody else that they did that.
Or maybe you should look at their Instagram and Twitter, Facebook. Well,
you get into hot water doing that because. Yeah. So what if you hop onto an applicant's Twitter account, okay, and they're posting how they marched in the gay pride parade, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then you don't give them the job. They find out you looked at the Twitter account. What are they going to say? You did it because of my sexual orientation. Yeah. There's no basis for that, but you got to be careful what you look at. Don't go beyond the application.
Can you investigate them or not?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I was going to say, and no, you don't do it for that stuff, but you look in and see, oh, I'm a picture of them in prison. Oh, let's see, I guess you've got some issues.
Well, they hire background check companies. That's a very common thing. Right. That's a common
kinda
thing.
Kind of insulate yourself.
The thing about employers is you can't discriminate against somebody for their membership in a protected class, and that's right. where you run into that information.
Denise, really quick, because we're running out of time.
All right, I'm just going to give an update. Amber Heard has filed a plea at bar asking the judge in the case that Johnny Depp brought against her for $50 million for defamation of character. She says he gets to lose and you need to dismiss the case because he lost his appeal in the UK. This is a concept called comity of nations. That is where there is a law that is passed or a decision made in another country, and the United
wow.
States mutually agrees with that country mm-hmm. to recognize its laws and its customs, and this is what they're doing. They're saying you've been found to be a wife beater in that case, thus no defamation.
I don't know how they called it. They called it something.
The appeal was denied, so.
Yeah.
Wow, so the comedy club is on twice.
Yes, exactly. Comedy of nations this time.
All right, let's go to, well, that's allegations. Quick takes. Let me do my quick take.
Sure, Fred,
We talk about cruises, lawsuits in Florida. Look, the positive of the COVID-19 is now the cruise lines can stop those people from in the buffet from grabbing things and putting them back. You know, there we go. I like that.
Yep, there's the benefit to that. Mr. Kuhn, what is your quick take, my friend?
The boss in the WNYC case, why he was fired, that's the one story she should have passed on.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. And Ms. Dirks, your thoughts.
Would you want to be nursed by a person who is not vaccinated or have immunity of COVID? No.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.